your Wave of the West, 89.7 KFGC, Los Altos Hills. Sledo here playing surf music till midnight. We just heard three from the Ventures. Sounded like Memphis, I think, the last one. I didn't actually check. It was just there, you know. Walk, Don't Run. In front of that, Walk, Don't Run 64. And started off with the Ventures song Nobody Caught. The Ventures with Surfing and Spying. It's a 7-inch out. I don't know a year on this. I'm thinking late 80s, probably. In any case, we had a winner, Bruce, from the 650 land. We'll be going with a friend, a companion, perhaps a loved one, maybe just somebody off the street he gives a ticket to. I don't know, but he's got a pair of passes there to see Noki Edwards of the Ventures, along with Deke Dickerson and the Ecophonics, or is that Ecophonics? Echo, I suppose, would be the proper pronunciation, being that it's surf music. Playa del Mar. Oh, and don't forget the Miniskirt Mob Go-Go Dancers. That's Friday the 21st in San Francisco. 21-plus age restriction on that. All right, back into the surf music with Davey Allen and the Arrows on KFJC.
To exist. It wasn't supposed to be there.
It was a mystery that it was just suddenly found in this area that's 20-something miles away from San Francisco.
In Half Moon Bay, who's, you know, formerly famous for its annual pumpkin festival, it's as if they've discovered Mount Everest out behind Mount Whitney.
Teenage surfer Jeff Clark grew up along Half Moon Bay's secluded coast, riding homemade boards in the region's powerful rugged waves, where he carved out a frontier existence, far removed from surfing's mainstream.
I was a freshman in high school, and you could see this place exploding from out behind the building where we'd all congregate in the morning. And I was with my childhood friend, and it's like I'd go, Brian, we've got to go check that out. We'd sit up on a cliff and watch this place go. And one day it was like, Brian, today's the day. I go, bring your board. And he's like, there's no way I'm paddling a half a mile offshore to a place I've never been. So he sat here at the end of the cliff and said, I'll call the Coast Guard, tell them where I last saw you.
The year was 1975, and the wave Clark intended to ride broke a half a mile offshore into a veritable graveyard of jagged rocks. The wave was considered more a navigational hazard than a surf spot.
I just remember a wave jacking up, I'm in the vein, and total commitment. If I eat it, I eat it, but I'm going. And I hit my feet, and I've never felt water pass across the bottom of a surfboard so fast, fastest I've ever gone. And I made it. And I just thought, man, I want another one of those.
Bunch of hack riders went down to Spain and joined the Communist Party. Oh, we were fighting for the communists and the revolution. Oh, Orwell and I were standing on a hill, looking down on a beautiful Spanish girl. We had to shoot her. Steinbeck, we're hanging out at the bar, getting drunk, you know. This isn't that what writers are supposed to do. They get drunk and then they write about all the pain that they're in. Well, there was a war raging outside. We couldn't get the cork out of the bottle. Madly, why not?
why not? Cause I don't have any arms. Ah, beach party Vietnam. Surfing with the Viet Cong. Cooking hot dogs with napalm. Beach party Vietnam. Annette, she wants Bracken's ring. Bracken wants Annette's thing. They're laying on the west.
89.7 KFGC, your wave of the West. Surf music special still going on. Sluggo here. Hope you had a chance to check out some of the earlier portions of the special. If not, log on to kfgc.org. There are archives. There's also detailed playlists just for you right there. Let you know we heard Eddie Cochran there with Eddie's Blues. Sacred Reich in front of that. Surf Nicaragua. Before Sacred Reich was The Clash, off of Sandinista, Charlie Don't Surf. And in front of that, the Dead Milkmen, Beach Party Vietnam. The Berserkers in front of that, Male Guano. And I think we started it all off with Davy Allen and the Arrows, Apache 65. I'll be doing another special, this Mayhem, so I want to let you know about that with this. Tuesday, Mayhem 25th. It's the Alex Chilton special. Join Sluggo from 7 to 11 p.m. and hear Big Star. Box Tops.
Sweet cream ladies, forward march. The world owes you a living.
Solo recordings and interviews. Only on KFGC. Only during Mayhem. All right, right back into it. Something off the Challengers album. I think we're going to hear, this is the best of the Challengers, we're going to hear Tidal Wave on KFJC.
We'll be right back. broke. I can't even afford to pay attention.
Favorite song. We can get a couple green lights on his face. Sing a song called The Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, when my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash!
He did the monster mash! It was a graveyard smash.
We did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
It's called the monster mash.
Whoa.
The laboratory in the castle leaves.
Whoa.
In the master bedroom where the vampire sleeps.
Whoa.
The girls all came from their hamlet to kiss got a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
You thought, oh, what?
The monster mash.
It's called the monster mash.
What?
Homies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolf and Crackler and his little baby boy. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Igor on chain, fat boys, playing hound. The Hoffman bangers were about to arrive. But they were group, the Beach Boy Five. They did the monster man.
The audience would care to dance with Igor.
The monster mash is so cool.
All right, right now, every time we've been here, we've asked you to do one thing for us, and that one thing is to help us out and yell something. All right? And the thing we want you to yell, three words. Let's go trippin'. I want you to yell out on the count of three, okay? One. Two. Two and a half, three.